Blog Talk Radio.
Gloria, she made me do that in me.
Blessed my soul, and it's so amazing how you can read the same scriptures
over and over again, and you can always get something different out of it, as long as you don't add a delete from God's word, amen, but just in terms of using your imagination of how things were, and the things that we're going through today, same things then, hallelujah. So what I love about this story is a Ruth, a story of Naomi, Ruth, and Boaz, and you can read it yourself at the beginning with the Ruth chapter 1, but I'm coming from Ruth chapter 2, but what I love about this is that sometimes we have to give up something that makes us feel secure. I don't want to mess up my topic on today. So my it's giving up what makes us feel secure. Because I know I'm laughing because I've been there when you had to give up some things that made you feel secure, that made you comfortable, that made you be in a place where I couldn't move out, made you feel so comfortable, a snack or how about sometimes I believe security blankets are snatched from us that we snuggle with, but we in life, you don't have to be sweet to snuggle with something, but just on your journey, those things that we struggle with and it's snatched from us. And some things we give up willingly and some things with God obedience, we got to say we got to give it up. How many of us have given up so many things that we didn't want to give up, but because God called us to give it up and because we're so obedient to him, we gave those things up. Hallelujah. But in the midst of giving those things up, you are not forgotten. God did not forget about you, and he got his eyes all on you. So guess what? Just know those things that you give up, that he called you to give up, he's going to replenish, and he knows best. Woo, glory be to God. And sometimes he give up those things to shift you where you can be blessed. But we don't want to give up because it's secure. But you don't know what God has before you because we're still holding on to things that make us feel comfortable, make us feel secure. But God sometimes will start agitating some stuff. He'll start educating, and also redirecting and reshifting just so he can bless you in a greater way. But we so stuck on what now, and what he's given me now. But when you feel the agitation, the inside of God pushing you, and he called you to be obedient. I'm not going to say that's an easy thing, because sometimes it's not an easy thing when God calls you to give up some stuff that makes you secure, that make you feel good, but you still got to give it up. You still got to say, God, if God is for me, who could be against me? You just got to be like Ruth when she said, you got to be my God and your people will be my people. She is like, hey, you know, I love you, Moab, at one time, but I can hear God calling me. And even though Ruth did not know the God like Naomi knew God, but she was willing to learn about who God was. You ever have that feeling on the inside that you know what's good for you? So you got to pull from some folks. So Ruth left her home, her own homeland, where she was from Moab. She was a Moabite. Naomi was from Bethlehem. Two different cultures, two different nations, two different type way of living. And Moab didn't serve God, but Naomi did. That was her mother-in-law. So I'm trying to sum it up, summarize the story. You can go and read it yourself. Amen. Ruth chapter 1, but I'm coming from Ruth chapter 2. But just to put everything together for you, just to catch you up from where I'm going. But Ruth, Naomi left her homeland, Bethlehem. At that time, it was a famine in the land. So they left and they went to Moab. But she left full. She left with her husband and she left with her two sons. But in the midst of that, her husband passed and her two sons passed away. We left her two daughter-in-laws, Ruth and Orpah. And when Ruth went back home to Bethlehem, Orpah went back to her homeland. But Ruth stayed. And I know that Ruth had to feel a tugging and a pulling on the inside of her, that there was something new awaiting. And even if she couldn't feel, even if she couldn't see it, she believed it. And I do believe that, because sometimes we can feel things churning on the inside of us and agitating us to move on. But sometimes we don't, because that's security blanket. But how much courage she had to leave her homeland, her mother, her father, brothers, sisters, if she had them, and cousins and uncles and relatives, I know she had. Amen. So she left all of that to go with her mother-in-law. Her mother-in-law was older age, and her mother-in-law felt like she was so empty at the time, and she told her to go back. But see, that's Naomi's spirit, because she could have been selfish with this young woman and say, help me on this journey, but she didn't. She pleaded with her to go back. And so Ruth was like, I'm not going back. I'm going with you. But the blessing and all of that. So when they got to Bethlehem, Naomi was so bitter and so angry, not so much angry, but just bitter on the inside and upset because she left with, she came back without her family. But God blessed her with a new family. God blessed her with Ruth, amen. So that's what takes us in here. So if you leave, I'm just going to start with the 13th verse. But Ruth, in the midst of all of that, of course they had to eat. And of course Naomi was too old to go out to work. But Ruth said to her, I'm going to go out and get us something to eat. I'm going to go to glean. Gleaning is picking up what's the leftovers. Gleaning is collecting. Collecting. But she picked up the leftovers in the harvest, in the field. But it's something how she landed on the right field. Glory be to God. See, sometimes when God leads you blindly, you don't know where you're going. You don't know when he tells you to do, go right, go left, go to the east, go to the west, go to the north, the south. You don't know. But when you're obedient to God, how God will shift you and place you in the right place. So she didn't know what job she was going to get at the time. The only thing she knew was that you called me to a work, so I got to go. You called me to a place, so I have to move accordingly. So she went out, bless her soul, and she went out to work in the field. And she stayed behind because I guess she didn't want to get in the way. You know when you don't want to walk up into somebody else's territory because you know how people get territorial. Well, you don't belong here. You don't work here. Or you don't fit here. But see, she fit because God called her to fit. And because she was obedient to God and going out and obedient to that feel on the inside. Hallelujah, which was the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah, Jesus. I'm just preaching to my own stuff right here because that feeling on the inside of feeling God on the inside, feeling that spirit of move out, feeling that spirit of push past, feeling that feeling of putting past all your blankets at the time, all your security blankets, so that spirit of the Lord was on the inside of her. And I know she could feel it. I know the Holy Spirit didn't have come yet. That was years to come. But that feeling of God on the inside of her, that feeling of that spirit tugging and pulling, pushing her past when she had to push past and she had to give up what made her feel secure. And y'all got to say that with me, giving up what makes you feel secure. And sometimes God called us, say it again, giving up what makes us feel secure. Because, see, security is in God. Salvation is in God. May say preserve security. That's what salvation is. Like, Lord, glory be to God. Being in the comfort of his will. Woo! I'm so sorry, y'all. I don't know what that was. But okay, it's getting, the devil is a liar, okay? The devil is a liar. So be in the comfort of his will. And I'm so glad about it. I don't know what that was, but I'm going to act like I didn't even see that or hear that. Hallelujah. And I'm going to keep on going. I don't know, but whatever it was, it ain't going to shut my mouth. Hallelujah. So let us go. So just being in the comfort of God's will, just being in him and loving on him. But I do bless the name of the Lord because he is powerful. He is all-knowing, and I just love him. So giving up those things that make us feel secure, Amen. So I'm going to go into my text. It says, may I continue, verse 13. So I'm coming from Ruth chapter 2, verse 13. It says, may I continue to find favor in your eyes, my Lord. She said, you have put me at ease by speaking kindly to your servant, though I do not have the the standing of one of your servants. At this time, Boaz said to her, come over here. Have some bread and dip it in the wine vinegar. When she sat down with the harvesters, I'm going to go back some. I got to go back to this, y'all, because this is good right here. See, when she went out to glean, she went to a place that she wasn't familiar with, and she felt like I don't look like them. And when Boaz found out, which was a kinfolk, a relative of Naomi's family, her husband, he realized who she was, but see, she stood out. And it's something because me and my sister was talking about this the other day, and not to get off track, but this is kind of like the same thing. When you when you start, and also Reverend Burton, we were talking about that too. When you go into a secular world and you begin to work, but you accustomed to everything is Bible, 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 amen, amen, amen. You sometimes you get confused in a meeting, you know, because those I want to say cliches, but those things came up because that's the way of living. That's how, you know, we was just accustomed of being raised up in a church. So even when you go into a secular world, into a business meeting, that's not a religious meeting, we say those things. So how do we fit into that world? But what I love about this is that she didn't act like them. That wasn't her culture. But God, ooh, glory be to God. God will place you somewhere where you think that you don't belong, or maybe you don't fit. But God will allow you to fit in that place. So when you walk up into that room, you hold your head up high. When God called you to sit at that table, you hold your head up high. Ooh, glory be to God. Ooh, Jesus, thank you. I feel it in my spirit. When God calls you to be on the Zoom call, when he calls you to be on the phone, you in the right standing. See, Naomi, we felt like I'm not in the right place. So she didn't have to, it's something because Boaz seen something in her and asked, who was that young girl? And they told him all about the things that she did with her mother-in-law, Naomi, how she left. And how she left Moab, and how she came here to Bethlehem, a place she knew nothing about, didn't know their culture, didn't know how they speak, didn't know how to carry yourself. When you walk into a store, I mean, it's all kind of when cultures, you do things out of your culture you didn't know. She didn't know those things, their language that they spoke. You know, when you go in the door, do you hold the door? Do you leave the door? Do you shut the door? When you sit down, do you put your napkin over your lap? Didn't know, woo, Jesus, glory be to God. Didn't know none of that stuff. But God called her to the room. See, God is calling some of y'all to the room, and you think that you don't fit or don't think that you belong. But you belong because God says that you belong. And even though she didn't go looking for it, it found her. Woo, glory be to God. It found her. It found her. It found her. Hallelujah. So verse 13, after she was gleaning, after she was collecting the scraps. See, you got to put your pride aside, because sometimes we feel like, God, when you shifted me to a place where I don't live. I'm not living the same life that I lived before. But if you just hold off and you just wait on God, if you just hold off and you just wait on God, because even though you may feel like you don't fit, even though you may feel like you don't fit in with nobody else, hallelujah, but you do fit in because God called you to fit in, hallelujah. So verse 13 says, after she was gleaning, after she was collecting up the grain so her and her mother-in-law could have something to eat, verse 13 says, may I continue to find favor in your eyes, my Lord, she said. You have put me at ease by speaking kindly to your servant, though I do not have the standing of one of your servants. She said, I don't have the standing of one of your servants. Otherwise, I don't look like them. I don't act like them. Or maybe I don't have what they have. I don't have all of that. Or maybe I'm just a coworker, but I'm not a supervisor and I'm not a manager. So I can't be in the room. If God called you to the room, get in that room. Hallelujah. She said, I don't have the standing of one of your servants. At mealtime, Boaz said to her, so this was at mealtime, Boaz said to her, over here, have some bread and dip it in wine vinegar. When she sat down with the harvesters, he offered her some roasted grain. She ate all she wanted and had some left over. As she got up to greet Boaz, Boaz, as she got up to glean, to go back into the fields and collect more grain, Boaz gave her orders to his men. let her gather among the sheaves and don't reprimand her. In other words, don't even touch it. Don't even touch it. Even pull out some stalks for her for bundles, for the bundles, and leave them for her to pick up. Glory be to God. So in the midst of allowing you to sit at the same table where I sat, and Boaz was wealthy. Boaz was all of that. He was a kinsman, and he was wealthy. So, and that was his field that he was on. But see, isn't that something? Because see, she winded up at the right field and at the right time. Why? Because of God sending her out. And because of her step of faith and her leap of faith. So when she took that leap of faith, she didn't stumble across. She walked across a field that she didn't know where she was or anything. She knew she was out there trying to get her and her mother-in-law something to eat. But look how God does that. Look how he set up things for you. Look how when you step out and be obedient to God, he'll put you in the right place and at the right time. I know some of y'all can attest to that, being at the right place at the right time. So when she stepped out there into the field, she didn't know what field she was working on. She didn't know that he was a relative of her mother-in-law and her father-in-law, her deceased father-in-law. She did not know, but God knew. God knew. So when that security blanket was moved from her, from her homeland, she was able to soar. She was able to move out. She was able to get all that she could possibly get that God had for her because of who God was. He's awesome. So he knew where she was. He knew where that she was going to stumble across Boaz's field. Boaz, somebody who was going to love her, somebody who was going to care for her, somebody who was going to make sure she was okay while she was out there. Because he said when she got up from the table from eating with all the harvesters, he said, leave more behind, leave more stalks behind, and don't reprimand her. And on top of that, leave some more food behind. Isn't he something? So he said, don't bother her. He told the other reapers, the other harvesters, the other people who was in charge of supervisors, you know, the other sharers, don't bother her. Because, see, it's like out of sight, out of mind. So you know what happens when the manager leaves, everybody else start playing. Okay? So everybody, oh, what's that? When the cat's away, the mice will play or whatever. So when the big man left, he wanted to make sure my word is going to stand. So when I leave here and go to my other fields that I have, go ahead, Boaz. He says, don't bother her, don't reprimand her. But just being in the right place and at the right time because of obedience and because she gave us something that was secure, something that she had to let go of, that was a hard thing to do, leaving your mama, your papa, leaving all your kinfolk behind to go into a place where you don't know nothing about. You don't know, like, you don't fit in, you don't know anybody, but you go and you're obedient to God. And he has opened up the windows of heaven, poured out a blessing. Woo, glory, glory, glory. Don't you know when you're obedient to God, he will open up the heavens and pour you the blessings that you won't have room enough to receive it when you are obedient to him. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. So I just want to leave you all with that on today. I have been so blessed by this word on today and talking about giving up what makes you feel secure, giving up what makes you feel secure. Because if things make you be secure, things make you feel like it's secure, but it ain't really secure because there's no security unless you in God. Hallelujah. 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 The grass may fade and the flowers may wither, but the word of God will always stand forever. The flowers may fade and the grass may wither, but God's word will always stand forever. That's the only thing that's going to stand, the word of God. God within you, salvation, made safe, preserved, security, being locked in him. So you got to give up those things that make you feel like it's secure. It ain't got you. God got you. Those things that we holding on to that we feel like we need so bad because it feels secure, it feels comfortable, and we don't want to be taken out of that comfortable place. You don't want God to shake up the place. You don't want him to start shaking up something, you don't let it go. Because God is going to, his will is going to be done. It's going to be done. Hallelujah. So I just want to say God bless you on today. Have a wonderful day. Know that God is on your side. Know that he loves you and know that he cares for you. And know that he is God all by himself. I came from Ruth chapter 2 on today. I began with the 13th verse, but you could just read the whole book of Ruth is so inspiring, so encouraging. And I probably will pick up next week for where we left off, because this has truly been a blessing on today. But give up what makes you feel secure. Give up what makes you feel secure. And those who could feel God tugging and pulling on them. And sometimes when God wants his way, it'll go away, then it'll come back. It'll go away, then it'll come back when God calls you to a task. So it ain't going away. So it's going to come back again, because it's a work in you. It's a calling in you. So it's not going to stop agitating you on the inside. But you don't want God to start shaking up some stuff so you can move out. Hallelujah. So let us pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, God, we thank you and bless you. We lift up and we give you the highest praise, Lord God. Lord, I thank you for today and I thank you for every day. I thank you for your word. I thank you for your courage. I thank you for everything that you have done for us, God. I thank you, God, for just loving us more than we love ourselves, Father. I thank you, God, for pouring down your rain. I thank you for raining down on the harvest, God. Hallelujah, Jesus. I thank you for abundance. I thank you for abundance of rain. I thank you, God, so the plants can grow. I thank you, God, how you watered the earth, God. God, we ask that, God, you would go before Haiti right now, God, in the name of Jesus, God. God, we ask that, God, Lord, that you send refuge, God, in the name of Jesus. And hallelujah, God, send help, God, in the name of Jesus. I thank you, God, for how you blessed us and how you kept us, Father. I thank you for just moving in our lives and for loving us, God. I thank you for touching our families and our children who are going off to college. I thank you for blessing us, God. Continue to touch Sean LeMay's family for losing his mother, God. I thank you for allowing my sister from our VIP club, Angelique, to make it home safe from Greece, God. I thank you, God, for just the shifting. I thank you, God, for the shifting, on today, God. I thank you for my VIP sister, Lori, who has retired, God. I pray that, God, you will continue to shift, yeah, God, in the name of Jesus in her life, Father. Hallelujah, God. Thank you for Susan, Father God, holding, Father God, for healing her body, God. I thank you for healing Lisa's mom on today, God. Hallelujah, God. Go before Loli on today, Father God. Go before Darlene McGotten on today, God. Oh, God, I thank you and I bless you, God. Go before all those who are on this call, all those who are on this call who need you, my Lord. Go before Sister Jackie Gooden on today, Father God. Go before everybody in her family. Go before my pastor on today, Reverend Joshua Gooden, God. Go before all of us on today, God. God, I thank you and I bless you. I thank you for my family, for my mother. I thank you for my aunt. I thank you for my sisters. I thank you for, go before the Byron family on today, God. Lord, we ask that, God, Father God, you will go and put your hand in that situation on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, we bless you. Touch everyone that's on this call, God. Continue to move and shake up things, Father. Oh, God, I bless your name, God. And God, help us to give up those things that have us feel insecure, that's really not secure, God, because our security is in you. We love you. And go before Reverend Pam and her family, God. We're losing her uncle on today, Father. We thank you, dear God, and it's in Jesus' name we can pray. Amen and amen. But before we go, we thank you for your son, Jesus, on the cross for our sins, that we may have everlasting life. You send our word, thou shalt confess with our mouth the Lord Jesus, and shall believe that you have raised your son, Jesus, from the dead. Thou shalt be saved. It's in Jesus' most precious name we do pray. And touch every caller, Father God, in the name of Jesus we do pray. Amen and amen. Go before my nephew going on today, God, and give direction, Father God. We do thank you. It's in Jesus' name we do pray, God. Amen and amen. God bless you all. Go in peace. Know that God is on your side. I bless God for all those who have gone to college, who are going to college. I bless God for those who are going off to college and who have already left and on their way. Continue to bless them and hold them, hold our children up. Amen. So you all have a wonderful day. God is on your side. Know that he loves you and know that he cares. So hope in God and know that you are victorious. God bless you. Bye.